Hi everyone, my name is Donna and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 5th, 2000. I was surrendered. I did not stop drinking. To talk about step 12, I want to talk about how we began as a society with a big S. It's interesting how, our big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. If I didn't have somebody take me through this book, I probably would have missed out on reading the preface and the forewords. I would have probably even missed the doctor's opinion and went to Bill's story. And that is not, for me, wouldn't have been a good chapter to begin with because the mind would have told me I have nothing in common with this white stockbroker. But I began with the foreword to the second edition, and I get to see that where we are today in 2026 started with a spark between Bill and Bob. And then Bill met Ebby and Bill met Dr. Soapworth, and this one man discovered what was wrong with him. And he also discovered the solution. And because we know just not drinking may not be enough, because what happens when we wind up like Bill? He was in Akron and he was in a lot of fear because this deal, this business deal that he had so much hope in, fell apart. And he felt that he wanted to drink because that's what we do, right? We don't know how to deal with our emotions. We either numb them by a drink or we run from them. He did not do either one. He suddenly, intuitively, from deep down within, see, if the thought comes from me to help somebody, it's not from the mind. The mind does not care about you. All the mind wants to do is judge you, compete with you, be jealous of you, be envious of you. But in his heart, he realized, wait a minute, I have to go and help somebody. And then we start reading this book word by word. See, sometimes it's a word by word exercise because we hear them saying that it was strenuous work. It was vital. There were many failures, but they didn't give up. They said a group had actually formed, and they didn't even realize a group was formed because their purpose wasn't try to form a group. Their purpose was try to help somebody, and they looked up and said, oh, smack, we got a group. And then they're struggling, and then they're having these unique experiences. Oh my God, it's unique that we're no longer obsessing over alcohol. How did that happen? It's unique that I'm willing to look at my own self and get off of you because I knew your faults. I couldn't see mine because I was too busy on the people. Get off the people, Donna, and see what your problem is, and your problem isn't them. And then I have enough humility that I'm going to sit across from another human being and God, and I'm going to share all the things that I thought I would take to the grave because this illness grows and festers in secrecy, in shame, in guilt, and we become free. And confession is older than sin, probably. And then there's this blind, period. They didn't need to know. My ego wants me to tell me, well, I can't do these steps because I got to know. And, I don't want to do step nine. I'm only on step one, but I don't want to do step nine. These people, they didn't know what to expect. They were just, because they were seeing the results. And then there's a pioneering time. And those of us that are in the United States, we know what the, we read history, we know what happens with a pioneer. You just going. And you're facing all kind of things, but you're not stopping. And then the people around us are seeing the evidence of this work that we get to do here. And all of a sudden, 800 people, 800 inquiries. There's only like 40 of them. But each inquiry was painstakingly answered. And you get people in 2026 don't want to sponsor anybody. Are you kidding me? And then we realize, you know what, well, we need to put something in place because how are we alcoholics who are not used to playing well with others? We need to make sure that what we stumble across doesn't die, and they incorporated the traditions. And now I'm gonna speed it up to you and I. Here we are. So I come here on the wings of the people before me. And I get to see that this we that I am a part of didn't just start as soon as I enter Alcoholics Anonymous. That this we has been growing year after year after year after year. And then if I'm willing to go to any length, I do what I have to do and the transformation takes place. And then I realize that, wait a minute, this book, 164 pages, well, really 181 if you read the Dr. Bob's Nightmare, more of the big book is devoted to healthy relationships. Working with others, to wives, families, employers, and a vision for you. Because that's what we're being prepared for, is to go out into the world and demonstrate what it looks like to get through life and not have life deal with us, be able to be okay and not knowing and have trust and have faith and see where we can give instead of what we need. And start growing spiritually, reading other books, and being able to read any other piece of literature and see the 12 steps in any spiritual book you read. See, when I came in, I knew none of this, and I'm like, wow, no wonder they said we only know a little. This is just the beginning. But when I read a spiritual book now that says, be still, it's like our step 10, pause. Pause the mind, Donna. And so I get to working with others, and I'm just going to tell you what some of the benefits are for those of you that don't want to work with anybody. And maybe if you don't want to work with anybody, you haven't really gone through the 12 steps. So I would suggest that you pick up the phone, you go to meetings, you can hear people that have had a transformation. Am I willing to go to any length to get it? You hear the it the same way I heard the it. I knew that there were people in this fellowship that were doing some things instead of just sitting in the meeting. I heard it, and what I heard was something I've always wanted. And so you call them up. Don't be afraid. Your mind is going to tell you, oh, they're too busy. Oh, people will have my phone number for 2 years before they call me. And what'll happen is I wind up in the same space that they wind up, and they go, oh, well, here's Don again. I better call him. And so these are some of the benefits. And if I'm making some people uncomfortable, that's okay, because guess what? This is my last week, so I don't really care. Ain't gonna be back next week. I'll come back as a visitor, but if I make you uncomfortable, that's a good thing. Working with others, it works when all other activities fail. Therapy, just going to meetings, just not drinking. You can help when no one else can. We are uniquely qualified to help a segment of the population nobody understands. Not many people understand living life like they're dying. I do. You can secure their confidence when other people's fail because we know the hell. People were asking me, Donna, why are you drinking the way you drink? And I didn't even know what to tell them. I was ashamed to tell them. But they'll tell you. Life will take on new meaning for you and for the people you work with. I always say, really look at how many times the word new is written in this big book. New meaning, new life, new foundation, news. And my mind wants to hold on to what it thinks it knows. Am I willing to go to any length and don't matter? See, but my mind, the, I, and I'm really trying to say the mind and not mine, because I am not my mind. The mind wants to negotiate. It wants to tell me that I don't know enough to help somebody. But that's a lie, because throughout this book, they keep referring to when life gets tough, pick up the phone and call somebody. Bill Wilson even said there were times that he thought he was going to pick up a drink, and him and Lois got busy. But see, I have to be reminded, because the ego and mind don't care about helping. We get to watch people recover. Man, is that a beautiful thing to witness. And see them help others. And see, what started as a spark starts growing and growing, and we're all descendants from two men. I just had a person today heard me in a meeting and wanted me to sponsor them. I can't, I wish I could sponsor everybody, but I've taken enough women and men through this work. I got people here, call Julia. She just let me know that she can take on a new girl. And I'm not going to tell you to people that I haven't worked with or that have gone through the work the way I've gone through the work. We have to multiply, because there's so many people. How many newcomers are in here today? We got to keep multiplying so we can help as many people as we can help, because it says that we only are hitting a fraction of the alcoholic problem. So if we're only hitting a fraction, damn it, let us do what we can do for those that are coming in. It says you will see a fellowship grow. Watch loneliness vanish. I don't know about you, but when they use words like vanish and disappear, I realize that there's something powerful going on that is deeper than what I could ever do. I can't make anything vanish. Why does loneliness disappear? Because we realize that we're not separated from one another. We're connected. It's interesting. It took me a while to catch on, while judgment and competition and envy and jealousy was always on all of my inventories and in my character defect list, because I'm living my life separated from you. I think I have to compete with you. I have to judge you. I'm jealous of what you have. But if I live my life in oneness with all there is, I realize that all you're doing is doing the same thing I'm doing. You're living your life, you're living in your gifts, and you're going through circumstances. I am no less because you're being. But I have to go through the work to even understand that and feel that statement. See a fellowship grow up about you. And it don't have to be a whole bunch of people. My network is real small, because this passage starts getting narrow. There's very few people I can pick up the phone and talk about the kind of stuff that this new way of life. Huh. But there's enough people that are like me. We don't know why we keep trudging, but we just keep trudging, and more is revealed, and more awareness happens, and more people are able to help. You'll have a host of friends. You'll even have friends that you don't even know you have. It's interesting how people will say, "Oh, Donnie, you know how much you've helped me." I'm like, "Really? I didn't know." And it's telling us this is an experience you must not miss. This is from the same people that started with the spark. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this opportunity. You'll be able to connect with newcomers and with each other, and it'll be the bright spot of our lives. Not money, not power, not prestige. It continues. Remarkable things will happen. We looked at them in step nine. Things are slipping away. Things will disappear. Things are changing. We suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Oh, wow. You mean it, like, suddenly it hits me. Things which came to us. We'll realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. So it's interesting. This is all the benefits of working with others. The more and more I go through circumstances, because I feel that the circumstances are in four buckets. Maybe there's a fifth one, but at least for me, relationships, health, finance, and the next, this new one is going to be aging. Oh, I'm starting to feel a little bit of that. This is when I go through these circumstances, I need to lean in and realize that there's a power greater than myself because the mind will take me down a rabbit hole. And I have to be willing to sit through the hallway of life. And as I'm sitting through and realizing that I just have to be still and not know and not try to figure out, but also I share about it. I have been sharing about where I am in this particular area of my life because I want people to see what it's like not to have fear run the show. Now, don't get me wrong, the great negotiator wants me to hear very loudly, but what if? But then what? And I'm able to be willing to believe, even if I'm willing to believe, even if God is everything. And in doing that, it's amazing. If anybody's interested in hearing about all the things I'm able to do in my life, give me a call. It's just amazing because I'm not caught up here worrying. And then I'm helping others. I come to these meetings and all of a sudden, I don't even know what I'm sharing, but it's coming through. I'm not worried about what you think. I don't want to share in a meeting. That's the mind. This is the one group of people that you should never feel embarrassed about talking about your life. If you've listened to as many fifth steps as I've listened to, when because I sit there and I write the character defects of every fifth step I listen to, I can put my name on the list. When we look at our character defects, it's not just our character defects. We are looking at humanity. The best humanity can do relying on self is a whole laundry list of defects. And see, once I start catching on to that, I realize I have more in common with you than I don't. And then I start having empathy because I realize, wait a minute, maybe why this person is so full of fear, because like me, they're trying to figure it out, they're trying to manage. And it says, lack of power is my dilemma. See, the dilemma is I don't have power, but I want to have power. But can I get to a place to say, okay, step one, I'm powerless. I don't know what to do. And maybe I have to sit in that hallway of life. And as I'm sitting in the hallway of life, it's interesting. I went through the work for codependency because I was real codependent. I had this man, my God, I got real sick. As I was in the big book, because I go through the big book for whatever first step experience I need to have. While I was so sick in this relationship, I was working with others. It was times, I kid you not, I'm in the book with the sponsee, and the mind has me following him throughout the apartment. I had to keep putting the book down and praying because the mind, like, okay, he's getting dressed. Where is he going? Who's he gonna be with? Blah, 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 blah. This thing is no joke. But God kept sending me people to keep me occupied. Eventually, the obsession to obsess over another human being was lifted the same way it was lifted with alcohol. How free do you want to be? This is my last week. It has been a joy to be here with you guys. I have been sitting with I got a new teacher, and I've been sitting with I am not the mind, I am not the body. Who am I? Yeah. I've been sitting with that too. But I'm noticing the more that I sit with this, not want to give the mind authority, because the mind has been the authority all of my life, that there's something that's happening. I feel a lot more open and vulnerable and connected. And so it's a real honor to be here today and talk to you on step 12. For those of you that are new, please, there's so many of us that are willing to take you through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you've gone through the work and you feel like nothing really happened, get yourself a new book, whole new experience, and go through the work again. For those of you that have gone through the work and your mind is telling you, I don't know if I can, work with others, that's the lie. You can. How much time do I have, Jessica?
4 minutes, 50 seconds.
Yep,
How
sorry.
many? 4 minutes?
Four
Four.
4:45.
Okay. I don't know why. For some reason, I just, oh, 4:45 is only 4:32. I remember when I first started going through the work. I never thought that I would be able to carry a message the way I was hearing the message carried and the way it was being directed to me. But I had no choice because as I was sharing in meetings, people wanted me to work with them. And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't finish all 164 pages. And this is what Loretta told me. She said, Donna, if you're a page ahead, you can take them through the book because you know more than they do. And it made sense. And that's what I did. And because I needed to stay ahead, that kind of like was part of like I needed to continue to go through step four. I had to do my inventory. And as we go through the work, we get to see why we pause. I get to see why people take so long. It rarely have we seen a person fail who thoroughly follows our step, but we loiter. I know, I understand that. See, I have to have an experience so that I can work with you and understand that you and I are so much alike. I don't think that we were saved from the gates of hell just to go our merry way. I look back at the first 100, and some people say it really wasn't 100, it was less, but I think about what it took for them to make sure, because prior to Alcoholics Anonymous and these 12 steps, we were just revolving doors in and out of asylums. That's why knowing our history makes me realize that I am really part of a powerful, loving we of Alcoholics Anonymous. That we takes on new meaning when I realize that, well, I'm descendants of people that knew that there was something that they had stumbled upon that was helping a whole lot of people. And they had a lot of help. Jack Alexander was a scathing writer for the Saturday Evening Post, and he wrote a compelling article, and people were like, "That's Jack writing?"
Minutes, Donna.
So there were so many people that were put on our paths to help us to make sure. And you know when it says that, they wanted the press and the radio not to interfere. It's interesting. It's now 2026. You do not see any celebrity coming out of an AA meeting. And I'm sure they're coming out of the meetings, but you never see it advertised. So they respect us. This thing has to live on. It has to live on. We all have to do our part. I don't know how many people are in here, but if each and every one of us worked with three people, do you know how many, what that would multiply into? So if you haven't gone through the 12 steps to learn the directions, you may not know how to pass it on. You owe it to yourself to learn how to take people through this work and watch your life change. I'm Donna and I'm an alcoholic. And thank you for having me here every Friday for the last couple of, well, 12 weeks. I missed 1 week, but it's been a joy to be with you guys. Thank you so very much. Thank you.